Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/propod. Over 150 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. I'm Sean Thompson.
I'm Rory Meakin.
I'm Ewan Bruce.
And we have two special guests, but one of them's special, the other one's just kind of normal.
The other one's not. Stop being
Jennifer right. McVeigh and Holly Coftrey.
Say hey. Hi at the
hey.
Same time.
Oh.
Hey!
There you go.
Right, and the first thing we're going to talk about, as requested by Holly Coftrey, is athletics.
Woo!
I was joking.
Our podcast
no, you
is
weren't joking.
Popular.
Yeah,
it
was.
Are you sure?
So, who exercises here?
Does this count?
That does, no.
Then not me.
What do you do, Rory?
I do crunches, I do jogs around the neighbourhood. Yes, I fucking do, Sean, thank you very much. I'll get to, fuck.
Wait, what about
Ewan? I run to the toilet.
Ski. Ewan has a six pack.
I ski.
I've seen his six pack at the pool and I was like, the fuck?
The fuck?
I was skiing at Snowboard.
There you go.
Holly, what do you do?
Athletics.
Oh, there you go.
And I can that's it.
We do training.
We train like every day.
I can stop doing my stuff.
We literally
do. You do the crunches as well. You do the whole thing. Yeah.
That's basically all I've got to talk about.
To talk
and
about that
the other thing we're going to talk about was 50 Shades of Grey.
Fancy! I sound gay.
Copyright!
Oh shit.
Right, Rory, what's your initial thoughts on the trailer?
It was very spicy. The first like minute and a half seemed very nice, and it was like, oh, this is gonna be like a nice little comedy or something. Well, maybe not a comedy.
Comedy.
I don't know.
Rom-coms.
I was like, well, maybe like a romancey sort of thing, and then the last
rom-com.
Like 10 seconds were just like, the fuck is this?
The fuck
just,
is this?
It was just the drums going, and then she's.
It's the way he looks at her, and she's like, oh.
It's kind of like rape.
Like back the fuck up.
Is that like the creepy homeless guy that looks at you from?
It's the way she's tied up, and she. No, it's the way she's tied up.
Comes out.
No, in the very last minute she makes an orgasm noise.
No, it's more like she leans forward and goes, and then she ends, and like that song goes, and like, the fuck is
and then you see a horse whip, and you're like,
the fuck? Like, you see a horse whip, like,
yeah, you do see a horse whip. It's like dragging down his back.
And then he's carrying. I think what's gonna happen, like, I've never read the book, surprisingly, but I think she might pass out like in the middle of it, and it'd be too much for him. And he's carrying her, because she seemed naked. She was in her. Like, I don't know.
Maybe
what
she dies.
In. Or maybe she had like a heart attack. Like
that's a guess.
They wouldn't put that at the start.
From what I'm guessing, it's like 2 hours of like in like time wise, it's supposed to be 2 hours of just sex. So maybe that'll be too much for her. She'll just be like.
Maybe.
And then you're like, oh no, I fucked her to death. Literally, I fucked her to death.
I've not achieved orgasm yet, I need to keep going.
No, it's like, what happened? I fucked her to death.
Ragdoll.
If that's what happened, literally, fucked to death. On her gravestone.
Right, I'm just going to make up a name. Holly Coftrey died on the...
Fucked to death.
On the 30th of July. Fuck to death.
Holy, oh, this is Holly Coftrey. Sean fancies Holly.
Jennifer McVeigh fan. Jennifer McVeigh and Rory Meakin fancy each other. They just have the balls to ask each other out.
Oh, we do.
That's rubbish.
We're so into it. Like, we just go.
Yeah, man.
We've got, like, one of those secret things. It's like.
Technically, you and Sturd Wheeling.
It's
not Sturd Wheeling.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm stroking him with my foot.
Oh, that's nice.
She's fucking
right. Alfred Beale.
See,
you're not there really, or she's the one who's fucking there.
It's not very good.
It's kind of. The studio, aka my bedroom, is a bit awkward now because, like.
It's boiling.
Me, Rory, and Ewan are just, like, sitting, like, normal, and they're fucking, like, cuddling as if they're, like.
Lesbians.
Yeah,
because I've got
my legs on top of her legs. That's my.
And she's just sitting there, sort of accepting.
Yeah, but it's the way
she's.
Everyone sits like this.
Kendra just, like, sitting her boobs on you, like.
No. She's just sitting there, saying, like. Well, it's gonna happen anyway, so just fucking let it happen, you know.
Holly,
let her use me as a
Holly
stool.
Disapproves of what Rory's saying right now.
I'll just let her use me as a stool, for fuck's sake. Just letting her legs all over me.
What about Ewan? What do you think of the trailer?
He was excited to see that trailer. As soon as we told him, I was like, oh.
I was waiting about 5 minutes for Sean's internet to load up.
And then buffer like halfway through it.
Yeah, it's always
just
a good busy buffer.
Just
that.
As like Rory saying, this is exciting. But
I mean, it's hard.
Exciting and just
it's hard to play. It's hard to play Titanfall and stream a video.
We didn't even get to watch it.
Oh, I know. She gets whipped, she gets fucked, she dies.
We don't know if she dies. She might, like,
I think what's gonna happen is you'll like she'll have like
the police walk in.
They don't read the book.
No. Well, my mum did, and then like halfway through it she just stopped because she just thought it was utter crap.
My mum read the full book.
My gran read it.
My gran read it as well. That was a terrible high five.
You need to look at each other's elbows when you do it.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just because it gets suddenly really dark in here.
I know, it's probably upside. Oh yeah, Sean threw his chicken at Holly. I just want to get that out there.
Bastard.
That is not funny.
Oh, I've never heard to get him chicken at people. So much.
Do you want to talk about Transformers or something like that?
Wait, on the subject of robots, Titanfall. I never saw Transformers.
I haven't seen the new one, that's how I've seen all the rest.
Yeah,
you don't have to see the rest, all you need to know is there's robots and they blow everything up. See, once you've seen the trailer, this is someone speaking who actually likes these movies. See, once you've seen the trailer, you have literally seen the entire movie.
Really?
With a few exceptions, like...
Kind of.
Pretty much.
Sam bending over a car.
Wait, is the movie out already?
And like, they finally got rid of that little twat.
I like
what's
him.
Wrong?
Wait,
Shia LaBeouf.
Wait, who was the main character in like, the first
Megan
one?
Fox.
Megan
no,
Fox.
Not Megan Fox.
Megan Fox's ass. That was the main character.
The guy.
Literally.
Like
Shia LaBeouf.
The guy.
Shia LaBeouf.
Sam.
The guy who like wore the bag saying, I'm not famous anymore.
Well, I don't
I am
know,
not
but he's,
famous
he was so
anymore.
Hot in Transformers.
Seen the first one, Megan Fox, you were just like that the whole time.
Megan Fox's ass was the start of the movie. Literally, there was more shots of that than
bending over the bonnet.
I swear to God, I'm not kidding. That's not a joke. There's literally
no.
more shots. Seriously.
Like you just standing at it and forgot
no,
about it.
No, yeah,
Rory just standing there.
Massive robots blowing us at Megan Fox.
Oh my
that's
God.
What happened.
No, Megan Fox, don't die!
Did she die?
Well,
no.
Oh no, she got kicked off the third one because she called Michael Bay Hitler for his director telling he was like, Steven Spielberg was like, fire her ass! And then they got like, this other girl who I prefer.
She's a little bit more.
Is that the one in the fourth
she
one?
Seemed less bitchy, let's face it. Megan Fox was in it for
Megan
a
Fox is nice.
She was in it because there was a giant robot that could blow stuff up. Let's face it, that wasn't it. That was the only reason she was there.
Guys, I bought a drum kit at the weekend.
Really? Yeah.
Sure, at the weekend? You've had that for a few years now.
No,
because my gamer belly is still like monster.
Literally, this is how it happens. She pays no attention to him. He's not the cop. He's not got the, you know, the car. She offers like he
I
offers her a lift.
Sean.
Oh no! Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He offers her a lift. She's like, oh okay.
Oh really?
She sees the engine.
I know.
And she's like, oh, I'm interested now. And then she sees the car and it turns into a robot. I'm really interested now.
And it's like I'm in love with you.
Did I get money?
And then as soon as like she's seen everything this thing can do, she's just like, nah. Like in the story, she just leaves.
Yeah.
That's why. She dumps her dog with him. And you know what's that? She has this big dog thing. She just dumps it with him in the third one.
I cry at all dog movies.
She cried at I Am Legend.
Marley.
I was crying at Marley movie. If any of you have seen...
Marley
movie,
that has nothing to cry about.
On Time or Just on Time.
When
it's so
I Am Legend, when the dog is it better?
That
shot?
Dog was
Aye.
The most badass
you were sitting crying, no, don't die!
That turns into a zombie.
She's just laughing at me!
No,
I
that
had
dog,
to.
That dog is single-handedly the greatest dog I've ever seen. I mean, other
it's
dogs...
The, it's the way
he run away!
It's the way he's just kind of killing it. It's
like, no, it's getting mauled and you're just like... Will Smith shoot the fucking things! But it's like, I'm just gonna leave it like that. He doesn't even shoot, he's just...
He's rocking it to sleep.
doesn't he like stab it because
he strangles it?
To
he strangles
he
it.
He has to kill it before it turns into a zombie. And makes
no, it turns into a zombie then. He kills
it turns into a zombie and then he strangles it to death. And he's like,
yeah.
The bit I love is when the car's just running all of the zombies.
Going into Iron Legend, if you notice, they're allergic to something. Technically, they're vampires. What sort of cure for cancer turns you into a goddamn vampire?
No.
I have not known any. Thing that could be
the battle
you're
of
allergic to the sun.
You see the dogs that come in the sun.
What the hell they put in that? Seriously, I thought. Getting back to the whole Transformers thing, literally each one is just the same
more,
thing.
The big dinosaur, that.
More big boobs,
more
butts, more explosions,
yeah.
More people die, well, more people cry.
Sally
still
she was
never
good.
Saw it.
No, don't see it.
But in the new one,
it looks
the dinosaur
bad.
Is going to be great.
Yeah, do you know what the effect?
There's a dinosaur in it.
Yeah, you think dinosaurs.
How does the dinosaur get there?
They just appear.
It just comes
in. No, literally, this is literally how it happens.
It's from the Ice Age? No, not...
Ship.
Where's it from?
This is literally how it happens. Ship crash in like this big kind of chasm in China. And then they just go, we're losing. I got an idea. Robot dinosaurs, and they just run
into
the ship.
Oh, it's a robot dinosaur. I thought it was a real dinosaur.
Yeah, it's a real dinosaur that just like got up and let's fight, bitch.
And he runs into the ship.
There's cars
that
transform, so.
Yeah, literally he goes, we're losing. Oh, that's right, we've got dinosaurs in the ship. Runs in there, they appear out of fucking nowhere, and then they've just got dinosaurs there. Literally, that's
the Chinese.
Yes, Chinese dinosaurs.
No, the Chinese have the dinosaurs. No. Who had the dinosaurs?
Optimus Prime.
No, it was the villain.
Yeah, I love the picture where it's just Optimus Prime.
From what I've been able to put together after seeing it, it was like he gathered them or something like that. I don't know the details. Like, it was something like he caught them or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Can you pass me the
I don't know the details. I don't really give a fuck. The effects aren't even that good either. That's the thing. The special effects aren't even as good as they were in the original ones. They just look cartoonish. That's so... I liked it, but I didn't love it, if that makes any sense.
I am to be something like 6.4 rating or something like that.
It's not too good. Even though it's made millions of millions
that's
of millions.
That matters less than.
I mean, it's made more than the first two now or something like that.
Just
short of a billion.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie's shit, but yeah, it almost makes $1 billion.
You can expect that though.
Because it's got explosions and hot girls and all that kind of stuff.
Polly's like that, I don't know.
No, but you know what? I will have to admit though, the new guy, Mark Wahlberg, you know Mark Wahlberg, don't you? He's definitely better than Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, definitely.
Because in the
seems
in, like,
a bit old for it though.
Yeah, but he kind of works for it because seeing Shia LaBeouf, do you know the most thing he did?
What?
Held up a gun, like a little pistol, because his girlfriend got captured. He's like, where is she? And he can't even hold it fucking straight, and he gets thrown out the window.
How does he get introduced? Because he's quite old for it to be the role.
Well, he's introduced as a dad who's struggling.
The dad,
money.
Just a random dad.
The dad of the...
This guy actually picks up a gun and starts fighting the alien.
The dad of what?
Is the dad of the...
The girl.
The dad of the girl.
The girl who all she ever does is go, Dad, help!
Guys, I found out the queen drinks monster.
That was like, even funny.
I don't even think the queen drinks monster.
No, but sweet.
You just all turned to Sean. Sean Bell was doing fucking funny.
I know. I was. I was all by yourself.
Blush.
I was just being posh,
like,
and
just,
I was like,
just
oh,
norm.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Sean Chan.
Then Ewan doesn't. Everyone's like, ha ha, that's funny. Ewan. And Sean's like,
Ewan has no emotions. He just gets so
loud. I know. Ewan looks really depressed right now.
Yes.
Now he looks happy.
He has to do this.
That's because his date didn't come. Emma ditched him.
He was looking forward to there being another girl because he was afraid of getting third wheel.
Yeah,
why would you get third wheeled? Me and Holly are third wheeled.
How are you third wheeled?
You're
just like
third
six of us. No, five. Yeah.
Can't bitch.
Good maths.
I'm fifth wheel.
You're the fifth wheel.
You're fourth wheel, you're third wheel, you're second wheel.
Alright, it's like, when someone turns up, they're not like...
Speaking of, like, this is going to expose some of my friends, this has actually got nothing to do with the film.
Don't talk about anyone's names.
There were two individuals that were there with.
Can I hear the
You
names?
Can say their names, but you can't go, like,
Okay.
Bosniak, Bosniak.
You can't see his.
Robin?
Fuck off! you're allowed to say Robin as long as you don't go, like, Robin Thompson. You're not allowed to say
Robin,
the second name.
Robin Matthewson.
Just say the first name, you idiot.
Robin Matthewson and...
Robin
Callum
Matthewson.
And Callum Kansnan.
Calum Kerr.
I don't know. The whole time, I swear to God, for like, the movie's way too long as well. Like,
oh no, you mean Cal? You mean Cameron?
Yeah. The whole time, it's way too long as well.
Okay.
Yeah. The whole time.
Holly Coughtree.
See, after the first 10 minutes of the movie, all they were doing with each other was just rolling on each other and
what?
Hugging and doing their friendly thing.
On the
and
floor?
They, no.
Wow.
Yeah, they were just rolling on the floor. No, on the couch, and they were just, not the couch, the scene.
Wait, were you in the movies?
Uh-huh. Yes. The thing was filled, it was like that small theatre.
No, they were at the home.
Yeah, they were at the home. It was at the small theatre, and...
it's not even released.
It was like, you know, a small screen, like, it was like, it was filled.
Screen 2.
Or something like that, yeah.
Screen 5!
I swear to God, the whole 2.5 hours they were doing they were just like laughing.
It's for 2.5 hours.
It's two. It's like what? 2 hours. It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes or something.
45.
It's like 165 minutes long of.
Sorry, I'll just use this.
It gets boring. It's the only time. It's the other one was that Superman film. That's the only other film that I ever
thought. So what was the whole point in these people rolling in the ground?
I don't know. They're just being sick. Get your
lesbians.
Well, guys,
I am not your bitch. The whole time they were.
Not your.
You're gonna be like. The whole time.
Why are you looking at him like that?
She's intrigued with what I'm saying because it's not the movie.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Are you gonna say this or not?
The whole goddamn time they were like, I don't know what they were doing. What was it? They kept rolling on each other. They kept leaning. We thought they were fucking going out the whole time.
What?
Everyone's looking at them. They wouldn't shut the hell up. They kept going. And Cameron
went, Holly, that's a bit
fuck
rude.
Up. The whole time. The whole time. Oh, am I boring? Do you want me to spice things up a little bit?
Pretty much. We're joking.
Yeah. What else? That's about it. That was just the whole time. It got to the point when like they were drawing so much attention that
Rory,
was,
we
like,
didn't hear that. Can you start again?
Nah, you know what?
It got to the point when there's this big battle going on and everyone isn't actually looking at the screen, they're looking at us as those two are rolling at Jimmer and just like,
I don't understand how they can be rolling if they're sitting.
No, they were doing the thing like, you know, like they were kind of, you know, the seats
don't
like
demonstrate
right
me.
Each other. They were like, the person was like leaning
it,
on.
But isn't there like these in the middle, like armrests?
Yes. Yeah, but that wouldn't stop
you
anyone.
You can move them up.
But you can't. You can't move them.
That's
like
cars. You can do that.
But you can. Well, they were leaning. Either way, they were leaning on each other. Either way, they were leaning on each other and they were going. And everybody, I swear to God, everybody was just looking at them like.
Well, when me and Jenny went to the cinema, everyone was staring at us because we were screaming so loud.
Emma was with her old boyfriend Logan, and they were all over each other. So me,
Logan.
Holly, Richardson.
Oh, I know that boy.
No second names.
I know Logan.
I don't know. Anyway, and we were
it's
all.
It's Shetty's name.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
And me and Holly only had each other, so we're sitting screaming, and we knew
she
everyone in the cinema.
Era.
And we're like. Hell, I'm not gonna scream.
What were you watching
like,
then?
What were we watching? And Holly's like, don't look. Right, look, and this face just came up, and I'm just
shut.
It was horrible. I cannot.
I can actually see that in the cinema. Everyone
we're like holding
it.
Each other. We're like,
actually on top of each other, not essentially.
Oh.
And we're right at the front, so I know like.
I need to work at a cinema. Scary movies.
Just because you want Holly.
You do. You watch. I'm sorry, we're doing
Rory.
This, we're picking on shots.
Oh,
really
you just got.
What?
Oh!
What?
I don't know what just happened.
Just because you want Rory, she goes, I don't want Rory. Oh!
I love you really.
I love you, baby.
We're picking on Sean, not you, don't worry, but you're just the victim, like his latest victim, like, wanting
yeah,
to
you might get, like, raped by Sean. You better run.
Why would you say that to someone? Oh, yeah, Sean wants to devour you. You don't fucking say that.
Well,
he's got his chickens, he'll get his chickens on you.
Right. So
I'll get my chickens on all your ass.
Chicken porn.
How does that work?
You, the chickens.
The chickens fuck the eggs, not the.
Holly's eating chicken nuggets in the bag while the chickens are humping.
I tap on the chicken nuggets.
cross laying the bag.
Especially that one that came near my face.
That one can make it with chicken nuggets. I love chicken nuggets.
That one can set watch first.
Watch its friend turn into chicken nuggets.
You sit
the
there and watch your friend from
the
episode.
We should do the process of turning a chicken into
then
a chicken nugget.
Then that
nuggets.
Swan thing can fuck.
It's a duck!
It's a duck, not a swan!
You enjoy
swan
chicken nuggets.
Ducks quack.
Yeah.
Do we all like chicken nuggets here?
Yeah.
Do you have any chicken nuggets in the fridge?
Yeah,
can we make chicken nuggets?
You can listen to us making and eating chicken nuggets. That'll be the best podcast ever.
Can we bring
ever.
A chicken in the house and make it watch?
This is your brother, your mother, your dad.
And I think your uncle.
Not really sure about that one.
This is just
a random one.
Do you know what? The life of a chicken must suck. A horse?
I was like, horse burgers!
Horse burgers! Tesco!
No, like, do you know what? Let's face it, the life of a chicken must suck. Because, like, if you think about it, if they can understand us, and, like, they're just watching their little brother.
Chicken nuggets!
Like, they're shipping them away, and, like, the last chicken's just watching, and then the chicken turns and go, you ain't seeing them again! No, it's like
you just took the headphones.
The chickens
off,
are just, like, one group of chickens are just watching the other group getting driven away, and then one chicken looks at them and go, you ain't seeing him again. You ain't seeing your brother and sisters ever again.
You're
oh,
still
no,
talking
no.
about chickens.
I know.
No, they're the same as every animal.
Oh no, cows.
Not dogs.
Well, cows.
I went
like,
to a field and those buggers followed me.
Right, scary. Guys, I've got to interrupt for a minute because it's almost halfway through and we have to do our little thingy.
What thingy?
Run, Holly.
Run!
Do we have a chat?
This podcast is brought to you by audible.com/propod.
Swag.
Continue.
Swagalicious.
That's all we had to do.
Sorry about that gay thing from Sean there.
No, it says we have to introduce it during the middle, so I'm just going to make all the
points.
I just
had a bit of deja vu there. So you know how when something happens and you just have a look at it, and then you just think you've seen this before? Because I'm saying, no, seriously, deja vu just happened right there. Jesus,
that's a good sneeze.
I just had a serious case of deja vu, that just sucks right there.
I've sneezed like a million times. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Sean is gonna sneeze.
We're all gonna sneeze here!
Sean is going to sneeze.
No, I'm not.
He is not going to sneeze. Right, let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about
Rain! Stop making weird noises!
You just like squished my cheeks together.
Is that what grannies do?
So you just abuse them? Go, girls, I'm sorry I brought you here because you're just going to abuse you the whole time. I'm so sorry.
Shut up!
Sorry guys, I can't stop myself.
Don't look, you're hitting the very top.
What? Sure, it's you. That's me.
We are so sorry we brought you.
Don't get
I'm quite glad we came. We're special. Oh, she's special.
Yeah, but I know that she after this podcast is done, I know exactly what Rory wants to do. Dirty Dares.
Really? He wanted to play. He's like, when we're camping, we can play Dirty Dares.
No one wants the Dirty Dares.
Oh, Rory.
Me? What? No, I'm not that dirty.
No, we're just like, can we just play normal dares? You and you're like, Truth or Dare just sounds nice.
Yeah, no one ever plays Dirty Dares.
Rebecca's
going, Rory will like fucking run up the hill. I'm going to make him.
I've heard all about this from Rebecca.
Oh, I want to hear this story. Tell me about this story.
What the fuck are all these stories telling from Rebecca?
Just as we're going camping.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, right, okay, that's the story. Great story.
What's the story?
Have you got a strong tent?
And yeah. Rebecca said something.
What did she say?
Rebecca's always saying something.
Can you tell to us? Because Rory's not nice.
Stay off my man,
bitch! That doesn't matter anymore.
What did you just tell? I'm intrigued to hear what she's saying.
She said that we're going camping, that's all she said.
Rory, you can't touch it.
I'm not touching it, I'm just covering
it. Can you still
hear it?
Bollocks!
Rory!
He knocked it in my hand!
JK!
Who just said Rory there? I went, Rory! Okay, I thought it was him, so it sounds like a girl.
Oh, well. I don't know if she just insulted you there, she confused your voice for a girl's voice.
Yeah, sorry.
Right, so what's the story about the Mormons
provision? Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's just that we're camping.
Oh, that all that's
not really a story.
Boring. Camping in the woods.
Boring. Ugh.
So, school is on in like a few weeks.
How many weeks is it?
Like, two weeks.
No, two weeks. More than 2 weeks.
No, three weeks.
3 weeks?
Something like 3 weeks.
That sucks.
I don't want to go back to school.
Now guys, I'm afraid, I know it's been a great podcast and shit, but this is going to have to be.
This has been an amazing podcast, don't lie.
It's going to be the end of the podcast now.
Aww.
Bye-bye!
We'll be back.
Yeah. I can see that happening. So,
can I?
You've been listening to ProPod. I'm Sean Thompson.
I'm Roy Meekin.
I'm Empress.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Jennifer.
Sorry for wasting your time.
Love you all.
Goodbye. Remember to head along to www.facebook.com/ProPod. Goodbye.
Sean's a cunt.